Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Workbook, Evidence-Based CBT Skills to Help You Manage Stress, Anxiety, Depression, and More, by Michael A. Tompkins, Ph.D., American Board of Professional Psychologists. Foreword by Judith S. Beck, Ph.D. Narrated by Jim Dennison. Publisher's Note: This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type The Cognitive Behavioral Handbook into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page. Then, under the Supplemental Content section, please enter the access code REFLECT, and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All worksheets referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Limit of Liability, Disclaimer of Warranty. This publication is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is sold with the understanding that the publisher is not engaged in rendering psychological, financial, legal, or other professional services. If expert assistance or counseling is needed, the services of a competent professional should be sought. Foreword. Cognitive Behavior Therapy, CBT, was developed by my father, Aaron T. Beck, M.D., in the 1960s and 1970s. From its inception, CBT has included a strong therapeutic relationship, a cognitive case conceptualization, and a user-friendly, skills-based approach to managing a variety of psychiatric, psychological, and medical problems as they arise in the here and now. At the Beck Institute for Cognitive Behavior Therapy in Philadelphia, the organization my dad and I founded, we have trained tens of thousands of clinicians from all over the world in this approach and continue our mission to improve lives worldwide through excellence and innovation in CBT. The Cognitive Behavior Therapy Workbook is a great introduction to CBT and includes many of the skills we teach, along with the core concepts and principles that make CBT one of the most commonly used psychological treatments in the world. In the workbook, you will find skills that you can use to quickly calm your mind and body, as well as skills to change how you think about the events that trouble you. There are skills to manage time and tasks if you tend to procrastinate or want to improve your ability to get things done. Then there are skills to improve your relationships and decrease intense emotions such as anxiety, depression, guilt, or shame. The workbook concludes with skills to enhance your life in positive ways. You can use the workbook on your own or as a supplement to therapy or other treatments. You may want to suggest the book to friends and family members who are curious about CBT and explain how it might help you or them if they're struggling. Whatever challenges you face, you're likely to find skills that will help. I encourage you to listen to the book from start to finish and to practice each skill. Once you're familiar with all the skills, you'll likely return to the ones you find help you the most. Nearly a half century of research demonstrates that these skills help people feel better and live better, and there's a good chance that they can help you too. If you want to live with a greater sense of calm and well-being, I encourage you to listen to this workbook and learn and practice these skills. Judith S. Beck, Ph.D., President, Beck Institute for Cognitive Behavior Therapy, Clinical Professor, University of Pennsylvania. Introduction. You are about to learn a set of powerful yet simple skills that have helped countless people around the world. These skills can decrease your anxiety, improve your mood, and help you accomplish more, get along with other people, and above all, live a fuller and more meaningful life. These are the skills you would learn in cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, a form of talk therapy that was developed by Dr. Aaron T. Beck in the 1960s. CBT is a brief, structured, skill-based psychotherapy that has been scientifically tested and found to be effective in more than 2,000 studies for the treatment of many different health and mental health conditions. The Cognitive Behavioral Model. CBT is based on the cognitive behavioral model of psychology, which assumes that it's not the things that trouble us, but rather our view of those things that trouble us. By changing our thoughts, then, we can change the way we feel and act. The cognitive behavioral therapy model includes the following. Thoughts. Thoughts cause feelings. Our minds constantly generate thoughts and images. If you hear a sound in the dark and think, "That's someone breaking into the house," you might feel anxious. On the other hand, if you think, "That's the patter of rain on the window," you might feel relaxed and comfortable. The good news is that if you can change a thought, then you can change a feeling. Feelings and physical sensations. Feelings or emotions are part of our everyday life. There are positive feelings, such as joy, excitement, hopefulness, or serenity. There are negative feelings too, such as anger, anxiety, sadness, or guilt. Feelings include physical sensations or experiences, such as a racing heart or trembling hands. Feelings are signals. They alert us to possible danger. They orient us to a problem to solve. Feelings are perfect. If you feel anxious, you feel anxious. There is no debating a feeling. However, the thoughts that cause the feelings are open to examination and debate. Actions. Every emotion has a behavioral tendency or motivation. When you're anxious, you're motivated to be cautious and vigilant. When you're angry, you're motivated to strike out to defend yourself. When you're sad, you're motivated to slow down and seek solitude to regroup. There are mental behaviors, too. These are thought actions, such as thinking through how to solve a problem or repeatedly thinking about a past hurt or slight. Thoughts can directly cause you to act, too. For example, the thought, "I'll do it later," most likely means that you'll put off the task. Attention. Attention or awareness influence the other features of the model. When your attention rests on a feeling or a physical sensation, the intensity of the feeling or sensation can increase in the way an itch intensifies in bed at night when you're less distracted and therefore more aware of the itch. When your attention goes to a thought, this awareness can increase the frequency of the thought. When your attention focuses on a behavior, this awareness can increase or decrease the frequency of the behavior. The goal of CBT, then, is to learn skills to influence your attention, think reasonably about events and situations, and test out thoughts in the real world to see whether they're accurate or not. When you think more accurately or in more helpful ways, you'll feel better and be more willing to make small changes in your behavior. That's when things really start to change. Changing your behavior is the path to deep and lasting change. Changing your thinking is where you start. The workbook. This workbook includes a set of skills that you'll learn and then practice repeatedly as problems arise, such as the abdominal breathing skill or the identifying thinking errors skill. These skills target the principal factors that experts believe maintain your emotional distress and interfere with living a full and successful life. There are many CBT skills, but there are two general types of skills that are likely to help most people with most problems. Inside skills. These CBT skills primarily target what's inside you. Thoughts, attention, and the physical manifestations of feelings, such as tension and stress. Inside skills include skills to relax your body, change your thinking, and improve your ability to focus your attention. Outside skills. Not every problem is a problem with the way you think. There are real problems outside of you that are best managed with skills that can change the situation. Outside skills include skills to communicate clearly, prioritize and break down tasks, or schedule and plan ahead. Some skills build on previous skills, so it helps to listen to all the skill chapters from the beginning to the end the first time you use the workbook. You'll discover some skills work better for you than others. That's okay. But try all of the skills at least once, and then decide which ones are your go-to skills. The workbook includes many examples that make each skill clear, as well as worksheets and logs to help you to learn and practice the skills. Many of these materials, as well as audio recordings of the meditations, are available for download at the website for this workbook, newharbinger.com/52021. See the very back of this workbook for details. In addition, the workbook includes experiential exercises to help you learn a skill from the inside out. Exercises might include questionnaires for you to complete, questions for you to answer, and activities for you to try that help you understand a skill and how it can help you feel better now. In the final chapter, you'll learn to integrate all these skills into a plan to help you practice. And that's the rub. You're not likely to feel significantly better by just listening to the workbook. Changing those unhelpful patterns of thinking and acting takes practice, but not as much practice as you might think. Just 30 minutes each day will help you feel better. Of course, you can practice more if you like. There's no downside to more practice. In fact, the more you practice, the more the skill becomes automatic. That's when you'll truly notice a change. With little effort, you'll automatically apply one of the many skills you've learned. Now, take a moment and think about why you're listening to this workbook. What do you want to change in your life? What do you want to do that you'd like to stop doing or do something more helpful instead? What are the ways you tend to think that cause you to feel needlessly anxious or angry or upset? How would you like to feel differently about yourself, about your future, or about the people in your life? The audience. The audience for the Cognitive Behavior Therapy Workbook includes two groups. The first group includes people who are in CBT and would like a workbook to help them learn and practice CBT skills in their therapy. If you're already meeting with a therapist, take the workbook to your next therapy appointment so that you and your therapist can decide which skills would be particularly helpful in your therapeutic work together. The second group includes people who are curious about CBT and want to learn CBT skills on their own. With diligence and practice, the skills in this workbook can help you achieve significant relief. However, if you're having a difficult time learning and practicing the skills, seek the services of a qualified cognitive behavior therapist. The path forward. Perhaps you've tried other therapies or used other workbooks, and you're feeling a bit hopeless that anything can help you live a more comfortable and fuller life. However, there's every reason to feel hopeful. The CBT skills in this workbook are powerful. Regardless of your genetics or the difficult moments you've experienced in your life, you can learn skills to manage your distress, improve your relationships, and with time, transform your life. You've likely heard the Chinese proverb, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step." It reminds us of a basic truth about change. No matter how easy or difficult the change, the path forward begins with that first step or action. The path forward is reading the first page, practicing the first skill, and then the next, and the next. That's the path forward, one small step at a time. Chapter 1. Motivation Skills. Motivation is a willingness to start, continue, or stop a goal-oriented behavior. In other words, motivation is the willingness to act in the direction of change. Motivation can change by the day, and sometimes by the minute. Motivation is central to any behavioral change, whether it's increasing the frequency with which you exercise, eliminating after-dinner snacks, mastering your tennis backhand, or learning and practicing CBT skills. Motivation skills are inside skills because they target the internal barriers to goal-oriented behavior, the thoughts and feelings that influence your willingness to act in the direction of change. An example is when it's time to practice a relaxation skill, such as progressive muscle relaxation, and you think, "I'm too busy right now. I'll do it later." Why are motivation skills important? The journey to deep and lasting change is neither easy nor straightforward. That's why skills to increase and maintain your motivation are essential. You'll use the motivation skills in this chapter in two ways: to learn and practice skills. Just like most skills you've learned in life, riding a bicycle, typing, or making friends, there will be moments when you wonder whether you can accomplish what you've set out to do. Learning and practicing the CBT skills in this workbook are not exceptions. Practice is the key, and motivation is the skill that helps you practice and practice again. To face uncomfortable feelings. Perhaps there is no more difficult CBT skill to practice than the skill of facing, rather than avoiding, uncomfortable feelings or emotions. Whether your goal is to stand up for yourself, make more friends, or increase your energy, it's essential that you practice the skills you've learned when feeling uncomfortable or painful emotions. Motivation translates into willingness, and willingness is the key to facing discomfort. A taste of motivation. You've purchased this workbook and you're listening to this chapter. That's a great first step. At the same time, although change begins with a first step, lasting change requires persistence, and persistence requires motivation. To get a taste of how difficult it can be to motivate yourself to do something, even if that something is easy, use the Taste of Motivation log. Instructions. 1. To get a taste of motivation, set a goal for yourself to sit and do nothing for 5 minutes every day for 1 week. You're not to listen to music, scroll through your social media feeds, meditate, nothing. You're just to sit in silence with yourself. 2. Set a timer for 5 minutes. At the end of 5 minutes, record your experience on the Taste of Motivation log. If you didn't do the exercise, record your experience on the log for that day, too. Pay attention to inside barriers. These are the thoughts, for example, I'll do it later, or this is a waste of time, and feelings, for example, anxiety, irritation, or sadness, that arose that made it difficult for you to do the exercise that day. Perhaps outside barriers got in the way. For example, you couldn't find a quiet place to sit for 5 minutes, or you had a big project with a looming deadline. Describe what you learned about your motivation. What were the inside and outside barriers to sitting for 5 minutes each day? Did anything surprise you in the exercise? Skill: set goals. Setting goals is a motivation skill because, by definition, motivation focuses on increasing and maintaining goal-directed behavior, just like entering the address of your destination in the GPS before you start a trip. Clear goals describe the steps, left turn, right turn, straight ahead, you'll follow to get where you're going and how to tell when you've arrived. For example, if success means feeling less anxious, then what would you be doing differently? Would you speak more often to people you don't know well? Would you procrastinate less? If success means feeling less guilty, how would that present itself in your life? Would you more often say no to requests that you usually say yes to because you feel guilty saying no? Would you purchase fresh raspberries even when you feel guilty because you think it's such a splurge? The best goals are specific and measurable. Goals that are specific and measurable tell you where you're going, how to get there, and when you've arrived. A specific and measurable goal is usually a behavioral goal because the best measure of whether you've achieved a goal or not is to look at what you're doing or not doing. Here are some examples. Ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish or handle differently and in what specific situations? How would I like to act or behave differently? For example, if your general goal is to be more assertive, your specific measurable goals might be speak to my boss about a raise or suggest a movie to my friend rather than waiting for her to decide. Ask yourself, if I met my goal, what would I be doing differently? Or how would I be reacting to situations differently? For example, if your general goal is to improve your self-esteem, your specific measurable goal might be sharing with my work colleagues what I accomplished this week, or dating people who are as successful as me. Ask yourself, if I met my goal, what about my life would be different? For example, if your general goal is to feel less depressed, your specific measurable goal might be going out one weekend day per week with friends, or exercising for 20 minutes twice a week. Review the example worksheet and then set your own goals using the specific and measurable goals worksheet, which can be found in the accompanying bonus material. Instructions. 1. Begin with a general goal, but rethink the general goal in terms of specific, measurable, long-term, immediate, or short-term goals. Remember to ask yourself the questions you've learned to help with this. 2. Describe a small step that you could take today to move closer to your goals. Specific measurable goals. General goal. Feel less irritated with my friends. Long term. Don't blow up over little things my friends do or say. Intermediate. Respond calmly and smile at the little things my friends say and do. Short term. Leave the situation if I feel like I'm going to blow up. General goal. Get along better with my spouse. Long term, go out with my spouse once each week and go away for the weekend once every 3 months. Intermediate. Agree to watch a movie my spouse wants to watch and suggest short walks around the neighborhood with my spouse. Short term, don't blow up over little things my spouse forgets to do, like not closing the cabinet doors or not putting dirty dishes in the dishwasher. General goal. Take better care of my health. Long term. Do some form of aerobic exercise at least 3 times each week and eat healthy meals 3 times each day. Intermediate. Lose 6 pounds this month. Short term. Walk around the block every morning before work and on Saturdays ride my bike to and from the farmer's market. General goal. Be more assertive. Long term. Express my preferences, limits, and opinions to friends, family, colleagues, and supervisor comfortably and without qualification. Intermediate. Say no to unreasonable requests from my supervisor. For example, tell my supervisor to not call me on weekends or in the evenings. Short term. Express my opinions to my friends. General goal. Feel less anxious. Long term. Do more activities on my own. Feel less anxious speaking to people I don't know well. Try new things with friends. Volunteer to do things at work that I've never done before. Intermediate. Say hello to strangers. And don't check on my kids as much. For example, no texts. Don't call if they don't respond to my first text. Don't repeatedly ask if they've finished their homework. Short term. Give presentations at work. General goal, increase my self-esteem. Long term, date people that I think are a little out of my league. Speak to my boss about a promotion. Spend more time on weekends with friends. Intermediate, wear clothes that I like and express my preferences to my friends and family. Short term, accept compliments from others with a smile and a thank you. Skill. Consider the costs versus benefits of change. This is a simple skill that increases motivation through careful consideration of the costs and benefits of change versus the costs and benefits of staying the same. Motivation decreases when you focus too much on the reasons to stay the same. You might tell yourself that staying the same isn't so bad today because you're busy and can't spare 10 minutes to practice a mindfulness skill. Or you might convince yourself that life is difficult enough, so why should you feel more uncomfortable by practicing one of the building emotion tolerance skills? You will consider the costs versus benefits in 2 separate steps. Instructions. Review the example worksheet, and then choose a situation of your own to evaluate with the Look at Costs versus Benefits of Change worksheet. 1. Take a few minutes and think through all the costs and benefits of changing. 2. Do the same for staying the same. Be honest. You won't reach your goals by minimizing the costs of changing or by overemphasizing the benefits of staying the same. Look at costs versus benefits of change worksheet. Situation: facing fear of panic attacks. Change: costs. What if I have even more panic attacks? Maybe I'll find out that I'll never feel better. I barely have time to do my job. How will I do this too? Benefits: I won't worry so much about having a panic attack. I'll be able to keep my job and advance in my career. I'll feel better about myself if I overcome my worries. No change. Costs: my world will get smaller and smaller. I won't be able to move up in the firm because I'm too anxious. I'll become even more dependent on my partner, which stresses our relationship. Benefits: it's easier not to face my fear. Maybe I'm not cut out for my job. I could just quit and feel better immediately. Some days it's not so bad. Maybe this whole thing will go away on its own. Take a second look at costs versus benefits of change. You may have focused on one side of the equation for so long, the costs of change or the benefits of staying the same, that you've developed tunnel vision and are overly focused on staying the same. The following skill can help you open your lens a little more so that change seems not only possible, but desirable too. Examine the look at costs versus benefits of change worksheet you developed for a situation in the previous skill. Then review the cost versus benefits of change with the take a second look at costs versus benefits of change worksheet. Instructions. 1. Imagine that you invite a trusted friend or relative to provide the counterpoint to your points, the minuses of changing and the pluses of staying the same. 2. Imagine how they might challenge your assumptions in a non-critical and caring way, and record their answers to the following questions. What is a different view of this point? Are there new opportunities you are missing? Are there different possibilities that you could pursue? Is there another way to look at this point that would increase your motivation? Is there a way to change the minus of changing or the plus of staying the same in a way that encourages you to try? Take a second look at costs versus benefits of change worksheet. Situation: facing fear of panic attacks. Change: costs. What if I have even more panic attacks? Maybe I'll find out that I'll never feel better. I barely have time to do my job. How will I do this too? Counterpoint: everything I've read about panic attacks tells me that if I practice some of the skills in this workbook, then I'm likely to have fewer panic attacks, not more. Even with the skills I've practiced so far, I'm already feeling a little better. Yes, my job is crazy, but life could get a lot easier if I practice the skills I've learned. No change. Benefits: it's easier not to face my fear. Maybe I'm not cut out for my job. I could just quit and feel better immediately. Some days it's not so bad. Maybe this whole thing will go away on its own. Counterpoint: yes, it's easier to not face my fear, but my life is getting smaller and more difficult the longer this goes on. Quitting my job doesn't solve the problem. If I quit my job, I'd probably worry even more about money and finding another job. I've been struggling for months. I've cut back on my work. I've cut back on my stress level. But my anxiety is still really high. If it was going to go away on its own, it would have by now. Skill: consider the concerns of others. You likely have people in your life who love and care about you. They probably have told you that they're concerned about you and your struggles. Although it's essential that the motivation to change comes from within you, the concerns of others can encourage you to continue on your journey when your motivation dims. Record your answers in a journal or on a copy of the Consider the Concerns of Others worksheet. A blank version of this worksheet for you to fill out can be found in the accompanying bonus material. Instructions: 1. In the person column, list the names of people in your life, friends, family members, colleagues, teachers, neighbors, faith leaders who have voiced concerns about you and your struggles. 2, in the concern column.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?